The Lord be with you.
And with
you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care then how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord. I like poetic literary images, you probably do also. One of the greatest theologians of the last century, his name was von Hans Balthasar. He gives this image. If we look up to the firmament, we look up to heaven, we can see these stars that are shining up in the sky. And those stars shining in the sky, by means of analogy, are our saints, the saints that are shining stars in heaven. And today we have a relatively modern saint that's shining very, very brightly in heaven. And this saint, actually, he died when I was 12 years old. So he's a modern saint. He was actually canonized only 2002 by John Paul II. And his name is Padre Pio. In Catholicism, the three places that are most visited in Catholicism today are, number one is St. Peter's in Rome. Number two is Our Lady Guadalupe in Mexico. And number three is Pietrelcina, where Padre Pio is buried and where we set up the hospital for the suffering. Great saint. I encourage you also, if possible, to maybe see the movie and show the movie to your children today, okay? You might see it in two parts because it's about 4 hours. But you'll be sitting on the edge of your chair. It's really interesting. And it starts off when he's about your age. He's about maybe 7 or 8 years old, and he's running through the fields, and there's this big dog that's running after him. He's running probably about a half mile, and he's a pretty fast runner. He's a son of a farmer. Okay? And he runs through the field. This big dog, like a Great Dane, is running after him. And finally, he makes it to church, and that big dog disappears. It was the devil. Yeah, it was the devil. So the devil was running after Padre Pio when he was a little child. And that's a common denominator in the lives of saints. You see the saints that they're in conflict with the devil. And probably you notice, ever since you made these spiritual exercises program with me, you've never been more tempted in your life, right? Which is actually a good sign. Because the devil knows that if you are going to live a life of holiness, he knows that you're going to be stealing souls from him, and he's going to do all he possibly can to block you from following Christ wholeheartedly. Okay, I'm going to tell a few incidents in the life of this saint, and then tell you the real reason why he is a saint. Probably most of us have a wrong concept as really why he's a saint. And you're called to become a saint too. Because Jesus said, "Be holy as your heavenly Father is holy." That is a moral imperative. It's a command. If I already mentioned Padre Pio, probably 90% of you think about the mystical gift he had, which is called the stigmata. Right? Say Padre. Yeah. Yeah, usually that's what we think about. We think about the stigmata. That his father, founder, had 700 years before him, St. Francis. And how did it happen? He was a young priest, and it was in the year 1918, during the First World War in Europe, and he was praying in front of the crucifix. And all of a sudden, he felt these excruciating pains that seemed to be piercing his hands, and then his feet, then his open side. And when he came to, he noticed that his hands had these holes in them. And they were called, we call it the stigmata, the wounds of Christ. And Jesus said that he was going to have those wounds for, you're listening? 50 years. 50 years. And after 50 years, when he's going to be called from this life to heaven, the wounds would disappear. And he died in 1968, and the wounds disappeared. So most of us, when we think about Padre Pio, we think about the stigmata. Many beautiful stories in his life. Beautiful stories. There's so many I don't know where to start. I'll tell you one. I didn't tell this one this morning, but I actually heard it on Relevant Radio with Father Simon Tells. He recalled that one to me. During the Second World War, the Americans were against the Italians. Okay? So you had the Americans, the French, and the English. They're called the Allies. They were against the Italians. And there was an American pilot that was commanded to fly over where Padre Pio was and drop bombs to destroy that town. So he was a professional pilot bomber. So when he was about to press the button in which the bombs were going to basically destroy the monastery of Padre Pio in that town, all of a sudden, the pilot saw in front of him, look at me. It was a man with a beard and a cape who he kind of looked like Clark Kent, like Superman. He's going like this. It was Padre Pio. And this happened, this is documented several times because they tried to bomb that place more than once and Padre Pio was like this. And the pilot, oh! He didn't press the button to bombard the city. Okay, let's try to interpret it spiritually. He can help us from being bombarded spiritually and morally. If you pray to him. The devil is trying to bomb our spiritual life, our moral life. Ask Padre Pio to save you. Amen?
Amen.
Ask him to save you. Okay, the second story, this one I told this morning, and it's really moved me, is that Padre Pio, his father was not a very strong practicing Catholic. His mom, yeah, but his father was not. There's a certain tradition in Italy, because I lived in Italy for 7 years, where the Italian men, they can be macho, they say, I don't go to church, my wife goes for me, okay? Yeah, when I first time I heard that, I was kind of shocked. No, the Italian men, Women go to, my wife goes to me, she prays for me, and she's going to get me into heaven, okay? Okay, so he didn't really practice his faith. So he's dying. He's dying. Listen to this story. Who comes to his side? Guess who? Padre Pio, who's a priest. He says, Dad, you're going to die. Got to go to confession. So his father accepts to go to confession to his son. And when he finishes, Padre Pio says this, Hey, Dad, you forgot to tell another sin. You remember during the World War, that beautiful American woman, you committed adultery with her. His father, I'm sorry. How much that must have pained Padre Pio, right? You know, his father committed adultery, no? And his son is confessing it, and he's giving him absolution. But he's willing to suffer that. It was embarrassing for Padre Pio, for the salvation of the soul of his father. What are we willing to suffer for the salvation of our loved ones? He's a great saint. A great saint. Do I have time for one more story? One more story. I can go on until 3 o'clock if you want, no? And any teachers or catechists use these stories. I'm a teacher. You know, the essence of good teaching is storytelling. You know that, no? Knowing to say what story, the what time, the timing, no? And it's this. There's a man that comes to him. He's a blind man. He's a blind man. And as you get close to Padre Pio, Padre Pio says, what would you like? And he says, I want to see. Padre Pio said this, I can pray to God that your sight be restored. I can. But if your sight is restored, you will lose your soul for all eternity. How many people today maybe are not using their sight the way they should? Hello? Great story, but very, it's kind of like an earthquake. Hmm? Great story. Okay, so in conclusion, Padre Pio is not a saint simply because of these miracles. That's secondary. Padre Pio is a saint because he was madly in love with God, with Jesus, with Mary, with Saint Joseph, with his guardian angel, and with the church. That's the reason why he's a saint. You might even Google in the Mass of Padre Pio. You can actually Google in and see when Padre Pio was celebrating Mass. His Mass would sometimes last 2 hours because when he lifted up the host, he entered into an ecstasy. He would be lifted up for a whole hour because he recognized that that's really God. If we really believed that the Eucharist is God, we also would enter into ecstasy. Amen.